Korla Per Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8. We now qualify what was said in the previous mission one way. We're said in the previous mission that these certain six or seven items, since they're sold by the unit or two, chashav to be batal, but that's while they are whole and intact. If they are broken, that they lose their chashivas, their significance, and could become batal in a mixture. Worth pointing out here that we're talking about either they were broken before they got into the mix, or that they once mixed became broken only b'shogig, unintentionally. To be mevatel isla charchila, to make them disappear and become susceptible to annulment, bittul, by breaking them now in the mix, is called being trying to be mevatel isla charchila, and one cannot do that, and in such a case, this Mishnah wouldn't apply. So the Mishnah says inside, ketzad, when does the previous apply? Or more accurately, probably, when does the previous Mishnah not apply? In cases where nispatsu agozim, if the nuts were broken open, those are the agoze perach, nispardu harimonim, or if the pomegranates from Badan were broken up into pieces, or nispatchu hachavios, or the amphora of wine were opened up, no longer sealed, nischatchu hadluim, if the Greek gourd was sliced into slices, or nisparsu hakikaros, or the loaf was cut into slices, they no longer are whole, they no longer are sold by the unit then, they're broken up, and they lose their chashivas, and in such a scenario, either before they got into the mix, or even afterwards, if they got broken up, b'shogeg, ya'alu be'echad umatayim, since we're talking about these things being either kilai hakerem or orla, they now can be batel if they are outnumbered 200 to 1 in the mix.